How to supply regular, clean water to an arid inland industrial city. It's a question that's been asked about Broken Hill in far western New South Wales for decades. Recently, the state government found an answer, a new huge pipeline stretching almost 300 kilometres. But locals fear they'll be left paying the bill. A tough ask for a community with high unemployment and low disposable income. Penny Timms reports from Broken Hill.
Mark Hutton is in his kitchen making a cup of coffee. Nearby, shelves house framed photos of his family. And it's those future generations who are causing him to fret.
Oh, I feel very sad and sorry and scared for the future, scared for what we're leaving for our grandchildren. When I look back and look at the times that I spent on the Darling River and... You could boil a billy straight out of the river then, Dave.
He's the chairman of the Broken Hill and Darling River Action Group. For decades, Broken Hill's water supply has been assured from Menindee Lakes, 100 or so kilometres away. But the pipeline is getting old and water in the lakes is getting low. And depending on who you ask, that's the fault of anyone from irrigators who are taking water for crops to Murray-Darling water regulators to the high rates of natural evaporation. And there's also the millennium drought, which the region is still recovering from. And no matter the cause, the problem needs a fix.
Well, we're at the stage now where the government has decided to put in a pipeline from Wentworth, which is basically where the Darling ends up. So the water's going to flow downriver from Broken Hill to Wentworth, and then they're going to pump it 300 kilometres back.
Instead, Mark Hutton wants the pipeline to Menindee Lakes to be upgraded. Broken Hill's mayor is Daria Turley.
I think it's nearly a year since we've asked for the business case to be released, not just for the council, but for the community. They should know why they've decided to ignore the Darling and the state of the Darling, and that our water will come from the Murray.
But the pipeline also comes with a price tag of $500 million, and Daria Turley says she's yet to learn who will pick up the tab.
Because my community has 40% of its community on a minimum wage. They cannot afford to pay for it. If the government are thinking that they're going to translate an IPART, that it will come back to the community, there is no cash there.
Paul Burton is a local ecologist who previously managed nearby national parks.
I see where they're coming from with a pipeline, but remember this water, a lot of that water has flowed all the way down the Darling to Wentworth, and much of it will be pumped all the way back. This is an engineering solution. If you look at the early designs for the Menindee Lakes scheme, a lot of that was to guarantee a Broken Hill water supply to be as secure as possible.
And he's also concerned the people of Broken Hill will be left to pay the bill.
No one seems to have talked yet about water rates. People always have to pay.
Ecologist Paul Burton ending that report by Penny Timms.